kinetic molecular theory. In solids, the particles are closely packed and there are large attractive forces between them. The particles cannot move from one position to another. Hence, they have very low kinetic energy. In case of liquids, the molecules have higher kinetic energy and the distance between the molecules is little more than that in case of solids. Therefore, the attractive forces between the molecules are less. In case of gases, the molecules have high kinetic energy and there are large vacant spaces between the molecules, so they can move around freely. Hence, the attractive forces between the molecules are the least. Now, kinetic molecular theory also explains the interconversion of the states of matter. When a solid is heated, the heat results in weakening of intermolecular force of attraction. As forces decrease, the intermolecular spaces increase and the molecules move away from each other, and eventually the solid turns into a liquid. Again, when the liquid is heated, the molecules gain more kinetic energy and number of molecules escape from the surface of the liquid because the heat results in weakening of the intermolecular force of attraction. So intermolecular spaces further increase, and at the boiling point, the liquid slowly turns into vapor. Matter can be converted from one state to another by simple processes like freezing, boiling, melting. For example, water can be converted to gaseous form by boiling, and it can be changed into ice by freezing. Again, the ice can be converted to water by melting. When matter is converted from one state to the other, it is called the change of state. The process in which a solid gets converted into a gaseous form without changing into the liquid state is called sublimation. Camphor, iodine, naphthalene, they are all capable of sublimation. You must have seen naphthalene balls kept in the cupboard in woolen clothes. They become smaller in size. How? Because they sublime and disappear from the solid state into the gaseous state.